It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Wow your mom this weekend by making her creme brulee for a Mother's Day treat. There's nothing more delicious than a creamy custard topped with a crunchy layer of caramelized sugar. With just 5 ingredients, you will be shocked at how easy this popular restaurant dessert is to make at home. Here are a few tips to help you master this classic dessert. Use a wide, shallow ramekin. This will ensure that the custard bakes evenly and that you have the perfect sugar-to-custard ratio in every bite. Heavy cream and egg yolks are a must. This dish is meant to be rich and creamy. There are no low-fat shortcuts. Creme brulees are baked in a hot water bath to retain their silky smooth texture. I recommend waiting until the ramekins are in the pan in the oven before pouring boiling water into the pan. This reduces the chance of getting water in your custard. Try using a tea kettle to heat and add the hot water for a more controlled pour. The custards are set when they are firm when gently shaken. If you are uncertain, you can test the custard by poking the tip of a knife into it. The custard is ready when the knife comes out clean. White granulated sugar is what you need. Do not pull out any fancy sugars. This pantry staple caramelizes better than raw or brown sugars. A kitchen blowtorch is a must for a perfectly even caramel topping. Affordable and a good investment, torches are available at most kitchen supply shops for about $20. The custards can be baked the day before. Wait until the last minute to caramelize the sugar on top, or the crust will lose its crunch. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy Mother's Day!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org. The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, an appliance and cabinetry studio for kitchens, bath, and home since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net.